This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. News that's rocked the local sports scene. Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington has resigned. It's been a bad season for the team, but Washington says he's leaving to address a personal matter off the field. There were a lot of questions looming after Ron Washington's resignation was announced. General manager John Daniels isn't saying much about the situation that led up to it.
Out of respect for Wash's privacy, we're going to leave any comment on the details of what that situation is for him to address if and when and how he chooses.
One detail Daniels did clear up was that this resignation was not tied to drug use. Washington failed a drug test in 2009 after using cocaine.
And while we don't want to touch on any of the specifics, Ron's given us permission to acknowledge that this was not drug-related.
After Daniel spoke to reporters Friday afternoon, Rangers co-owner Bob Simpson took the mic and said how disappointed he was to lose such a charismatic team leader.
He brought a collegiate atmosphere to professional sport, which I think we all enjoyed, and endeared himself to his players and the fans and to ownership and to management.
Washington led the Rangers to a lot of firsts, including back-to-back World Series appearances.
You know, it's the toughest thing in the game to do, to repeat. And when we got it rolling, we stayed on top and we took it to the finish line.
And his funny one-liners and exuberant dugout dances were pretty memorable, too.
There's a new dance spreading across the Metroplex area.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Ron Washington.
Bench coach Tim Bogar has been appointed interim manager for the rest of the season. Courtney Collins, KERA News.